Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
He's the man of the year. Some people are complaining, but they're going to bitch about everything this guy does for the next 4 years, potentially the next 8 years. Donald Trump, man of the year. People are like, why is he man of the year? Well, because he was the most interesting person, and he won the presidency. Dare I say that if you win the presidency, you will probably be Time's person of the year, man of the year, woman of the year of the year, whatever it is. You're going to be that. Right? There's nothing bigger, as far as I'm concerned, during this time. This is what it's going to be. Trump beat out 10 other finalists, including Hillary Clinton, Simone Biles, the Olympic gymnast, Beyonce, Mark Zuckerberg, the Flint, Michigan whistleblowers, residents, and civil engineers who sounded the alarm on lead poison in the city's water supplies. It's not just person. It sometimes can be a group. Hillary came in second. She's getting used to that. Chad, I'm kidding, Hillary. Call me. Hang out. In a public place where you can't do anything bad to me. Chad! People are like, why is he man of the year? And I'm like, do we have to ask? I mean, really? You have to ask, why is he man of the year? It's simple. He dominated the news wires and continues to do so. He literally changed the way that we will be doing politics. Think about that. Had a cough there. So excited.
I don't know, Chad. Could this be fake news?
No, this is actual super real regular news. Super real regular. It's Time Magazine. I don't think this isn't Mad Magazine. It's Time Magazine. That doesn't mean anything. It doesn't get anything. But he was excited. He's been on the cover a bunch of times. He feels, you know, honored to be the man of the year, the person of the year, whatever. Whoever, I'm not going to offend by that. But if you have to ask why, then you don't get it. Well, why is he the man or person of the year? Because he changed everything. He changed so much. People aren't going to be studying how Barack Obama won in 2012. They'll look at the cult of personality in 2008. People aren't going to study George Bush, but they'll look at the hanging Chad situation with Gore. People aren't going to study the Clintons or Reagan or any of these things. Like, they're going to study what took place this year. A man who took politics to a different level. He brought it to the people in a way that they had never seen it before. He went against every single thing that conventional wisdom would say to do. He was loud. At times he was obnoxious. He was cantankerous. He was funny. He was on PC. In many ways, he was very American. He was a billionaire, yet he talked to the people who struggle the most in a lot of these areas. He changed the way we'll look at politics. That's why he's the man of the year. And no other reason. It's that. He is the man of the year because of that. People will try to find lightning in the bottle over and over and over and over and over again because of this. But I don't know if you can. Because you need a mass the size of this country to find that kind of lightning in the bottle. And you need to have the same kind of profile. It is what it is. That's why he's man of the year. I think it's funny. Person of the year. Somebody's going to, if you text me and say it's person of the year, you're that guy. You're that person that does that. Just don't waste your time, please. All right, I keep saying man of the year. Is that wrong? Phil, do you feel offended by that?
I am not offended in the least, my friend.
Solid. Solid. Solid! But that's why. That's why. He has changed politics in a lot of ways. And he's changing it now, and he's not even president. Case in point today. Did you see who he hired? Did you see? Yes, these people, I'm telling you, he is going and doing things that people haven't done. He hired a big donor today to be part of his cabinet. But a woman to be part of his cabinet that ran something that many people out there probably appreciate that voted for him, which is she helped grow the WWE, Linda McMahon. Vince McMahon's ex-wife and former CEO of the WWE, the World Wrestling Entertainment, used to be the WWS, World Wrestling Federation, but the World Wildlife Fund got all pissed off, and they started fighting over who gets those letters. But she's going to run, she's going to be the administrator for small business. He's doing things different. People are asking today, do you have too many generals in your cabinet? Because he went out, boom, got himself another general. Right? To lead the Department of Homeland Security. And this one now we are all of, we took a sample poll here. And the sample poll is pretty simple. If you're going to be a general and you're going to be in his cabinet, and this is the retired general, John Kelly, you have to have a nickname. So now I went first. So his name is John Kelly, General John Kelly. I said General Machine Gun Kelly because I thought that was kind of cool. Producer Phil, if you get a nickname, what would you throw him?
Oh, let's see. I mean, what can he do after Mad Dog? Because that's just such a badass name.
It is a badass name. That is a super badass name. I mean, you know, you got John Kelly. So I went with Machine Gun John Kelly. Madman John Kelly. Ooh.
I was going to say Enforcer John Kelly, but that's probably got to go to Linda McMahon.
Ooh. Oh, Producer Anthony, Killer Kelly.
There you go.
Oh, drop the microphone. And now we just nominated, breaking news, nominated Oklahoma Attorney General and EPA critic Scott Pruitt to lead the EPA. That's what he does. Again, he changed politics. That's why he's the person of the year. He took politics and he's messed it up and he's flipped it upside down and he's kicked it around a couple times and he's straightened it out and he's put a new spin on politics that we have never seen before. And that's why he's the person of the year, because he's doing things that we've never seen. And it is also something that could blow up in our faces. There's always that possibility. There's always a possibility that some of the stuff he comes up with and some of the things he does may actually work. So if people are asking you today and they're pissed off of why this guy is on the cover of Time magazine, which, by the way, he's probably the only president that's probably been on the cover of Time magazine, and I'm sure he's been either on the cover or in the both Penthouse and Playboy. Wouldn't you assume that? I would assume that. He seems like the kind of guy that would give an interview to Playboy. Absolutely. I think it's great. Jimmy Carter did. So there you go. Was he the person of the year? Was the peanut farmer from Jordan?
He was not person of the year, but he gave that wonderful interview to Playboy.
Yes, he did. See? Look at that. Not only that, but I know one thing Trump has done. He's probably dated somebody that's been inside the covers of Playboy. I do not believe Jimmy Carter ever ventured in that direction.
He did in his mind.
Speaking of minds, I want your mind sharp and I want you listening. Grab a pen, a pencil, a piece of paper, and heed these words, kids. I want you to be healthy. New Year is almost here. Health is importante. You and I both need to be healthy because, hey, guess what? It's about discipline. It's about being healthy. And I'm going to give you a little quick way to start improving your health ASAP. And it also makes a great gift for the holiday season. It is Super Beats. It helps with your blood flow. Healthy circulation is critical, especially as we're getting older in our lives. And none of us are getting younger. We're getting older. So Benjamin Button's here, kids. Now, blood flow is important. What happens is you get dietary nitrates into your body. They're able to convert to nitric oxide, which is what Super Beats does. It's the easiest way to get these natural dietaries into your body. Scoop right into water, smoothie, maybe even some of your yogurt, I've heard, and away you go. Within 20 minutes, you feel a difference that is amazing. The energy, the stamina. It is absolutely amazing. And I take my Super Beats everywhere. Producer Phil, you are going on a quick little 2-day vacay starting tomorrow. Are you taking your Beats with you?
Of course I'm taking my Beats with me. I got to drive for 13 hours.
There's nothing else. I'm telling you, the energy. And people say, well, yeah, everything else gives me energy, Chad. Really? Because coffee may give you energy, but it costs a lot of money. And eventually, what happens? You crash. Soda gives you energy, but eventually. And, oh, yeah, by the way, those energy drinks. What do all three have in common? Lots of sugar, and they all have crashes. You don't get that with Super Beats. Super Beats isn't going to let you down like these things do. It's not going to happen. This is what I want you to do right now. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order by ordering. You're also going to get nitric oxide indicator strips free to use before and after drinking Super Beats. Make sure it's working your body. And you're going to get a book called Beat the Odds Free, and this is what I'm going to do for you. Order now, and everything comes to you with free shipping. Boom. Here's something that's amazing. You're like, Chad, I'm not sure. It sounds good. You make it sound delicious. It is good tasting, but I don't know, man. Hey, it's guaranteed or your money back. What do you have to lose? Guaranteed or your money back. Go to chadbeats.com. That's chadbeats.com. Or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works. It works big time. Go to chadbeats.com or call 800-561-2677. It's a great holiday gift. Tell them Chad sent you. Every time, every single time, at this hour, at this particular moment, we do a thing called What's Next. What's next? Today, it's football. And what's next for the mighty, mighty football? Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see. What's next?
I know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
Tell you what's next for football. There's going to be a lot of people staring at football over the next few months and years. CTE is on the top of mind for everybody. Young kids, their parents know about CTE. Yesterday, another tragedy happened in the NFL and college football when a former Heisman Trophy winner, only 42 years young, Rashan Salaam, was found dead less than 2 miles from Folsom Field in Boulder, where he made his name for the University of Colorado, and people are starting to suspect was CTE a part of this. He had been depressed. He had been having severe issues. He was 42 years old. Let me tell you what it's like. You win the Heisman Trophy, your life's made. You win the Heisman Trophy, you're going to do all right in life. That's one of those trophies where life's good. He struggled and didn't really carve out a great career in the NFL through injuries and whatnot. But this is another potential issue for the NFL to deal with in the coming weeks, months, and years. Viewership in the NFL is down big time. Part of that is because the games they put on TV are absolutely horrible. The other part of that is because I think they took a huge hit when everybody started getting cracked down, all the states started cracking down on FanDuel and the likes of those. But I think the other part of it is, too, is I think a lot of younger generation, and that's the generation you need to win. Understand, to move forward and to be a success, you must replenish new fans always. New fans like football, but they prefer Madden over the real thing. Video games are going to be a bigger, much bigger star for a younger generation, I think, as far as viewership, than what you're going to see maybe even in the NFL. As much as it's still king, and don't get me wrong, it is still king. So what's next for football? That's a great question. I love football. I do. But I also realize that we are seeing grown men that they are gladiators. They are our gladiators. I read a great article the other day where it's saying the NFL has become our gladiators. You know, they don't have gladiators anymore. Eventually, people grew out of gladiators. The NFL is our gladiators. We go to arenas that house anywhere between 75 and 100,000 people. And we watch grown men smash into each other, and we cheer them on in doing it. And the reason that they wear helmets isn't to protect themselves as much as so they don't kill other people. By the way, the NFL and professional football was far more dangerous 70 years ago when people would die on the field because they had little leather helmets. But the difference is now is they're all massive. They're all huge. And we're sending kids off to college to get an education, and they're retiring after 2 or 3 years in college because they can't remember what dorm room they're in, and it's not because they were partying all night. Football, in and itself, has to take a look at itself because it's got to do something to change itself. It does. They're trying to make the game more exciting, but they're trying to make it safer. Now you throw the ball all over the field, which leads to massive, massive hits, which were once exciting. But as we start to see now, we all wrestle with that moral dilemma of, that was amazing to see. I hope that guy's not dead. And that may happen one night on a Sunday night football game. A guy goes across the center and gets hit and dies. But what we're going to see over the next umpteen years are guys who end up like Rashan Salaam, commit suicide or a shell of themselves when we once cheered them on in those giant arenas, on those Sunday afternoons, on those Monday nights. Football has a lot of soul searching to do, and it's not going anywhere tomorrow because it is a religion in this country. But understand this, much like regular religion in this country, a younger generation is shying away from it and looking for other things to make them feel good. The Chad Benson Show. That there is your Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the show, love when you do, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I want to talk about Fat Barbie, as they're calling her, Amy Schumer. Very interesting to talk about her. Is she the right choice for Barbie? This is going to be a live action one. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl.
No, I could listen to it anytime. It feels like anytime. I don't really want to. I like it. Marty Robbins is great. You ever seen him play? He's all playing like the little ukulele thing and just rocking it?
I have not.
It is an absolutely amazing. And he sounds just like that. That's what's great. It's Marty Robbins, kids. No longer with us because Marty liked to, Marty liked to party. I think it would be one of the good ways to say Marty Robbins. Barbie. They're doing live action everything. Jack and I went and saw Moana this weekend. They didn't do a live action of that. But they have the live action Beauty and the Beast with the little, the little things talking and everything. They're doing live action everything. Right? They did live action Scooby-Doo. They're doing, you name it, they're doing live action stuff. They're going to do a live action Barbie. And I guess chosen to play Barbie is Amy Schumer, the comedian. A lot of people are pissed off about that. Look, here's the thing. If you're going to play an iconic character in anything, there's always, do you remember when I was at 50 Shades of, is it Grey? The first they picked the guy that's in Vikings and women were apoplectic. He can't. That's not the guy. And finally, he just said, I'm not going to do this. Right? And so, Amy Schumer is. And she's gotten a lot of heat for it. Mostly people trying to kind of fat shame her. I don't get that. But I will say this, right? I'm not a big fan of Amy Schumer. I don't find her. She's one of those people, it's like Louis C.K. and a lot of these people that Although I do find Louis C.K. funny, but it's like when people come up and tell me I have to like something, like you don't know why. You have to like The Wire. You have to like Amy Schumer. You have to like Breaking Bad. You have to like Chelsea Handler. Like, no, I don't. I don't have to like anybody. Producer Phil said it best before the show started. Not everybody likes me, so why do I have to like everybody? Everybody loves me. And they all loved Raymond, too. That was weird.
Actually, a correction. Most people don't like me.
Yeah. And by the way, I didn't love Raymond. I saw that show. I was like, nah, I don't really like it. But getting fat shamed is one thing. But I was very curious about with this whole thing was the double standards of her getting hammered. And I'll tell you why. First of all, again, I don't. If I could think of somebody to play Barbie, it wouldn't be her. Not that I don't think she can do a good job or not. I just don't think that's her, right? Like, I would, like, that's not who I, like, to me, Barbie, if you're going to do this, isn't Barbie kind of perfection? Like, isn't that what Barbie's supposed to be? She is the perfect, you know, Barbie is perfect. So I wouldn't have picked her just based on the fact that I just – because Barbie to me, like, it's a doll. There's no intellect to Barbie, right? Like, you're not buying – oh, my God, look, it's veterinarian Barbie or you know, engineer Barbie. You're not buying those. You're buying Barbie because Barbie lives in a big-ass house and doesn't have a job. You don't know why, right? And she's perfect, right? Like, all of her friends they make are just a little off because she's perfect. And so if you're going to go from the aesthetic side of it, no, I don't think that she was a great choice. But when people fat-shamed her, I thought, that's just stupid. I don't think she's ugly. I think she's, you know, in her own way, I'm sure she's rather beautiful. Again, I don't find her to be particularly funny. But that's just me. Like, I liked her show better than I liked some of the movies she's been in. But I was curious about this because the double standard of a lot of this stuff. If you don't know who Kung Fu Panda was, and I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about baseball, because everybody hammered her yesterday. And oh my God, how could you? Pablo Sandoval is a baseball player who his nickname was Kung Fu Panda because, to be honest with you, again, and baseball is one of those sports where you know you don't see fat receivers, but you do see some big linemen. Baseball is one of those things where they're not always in the best shape. Right? They're not.
I mean, this guy's a total whack job.
That's crazy. Welcome to the world of live radio. Sometimes things happen. The intranet was really mean to us. We have fixed it. We have spanked it and put it in the corner. It is in timeout, and it will do everything we say for the next little while. Before we were so, you know, ceremoniously, rudely interrupted by the internet, I was talking about Amy Schumer. I was talking about the baseball player, Pablo Sandoval. They call him not Big Poppy, but Kung Fu Panda. And just the fact that we have to always protect certain people. Like, Amy Schumer doesn't need protect. If you want to say Amy Schumer's fat, she'll protect herself. And she'll probably tear you a new one. And it will be funny. And you would deserve it. But Pablo Sandoval, people have made fun of him since day one, and we don't seem to care that he is out of shape. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because he's lost 25, 30 pounds. He looks in great shape, and people are talking about all of, you know, oh, my God, look, you know, he's in great shape. And then they're replaying all of his, you know, his pants not fitting right and his belt breaking when he's playing and all this stuff. They're replaying all of those things as if it's okay. Could you imagine doing that to a woman today? Could you imagine doing that to a woman today? A woman that was big, right? Let's say it's, you know, I don't know. Who's a big actress? What's her name? Melissa McCarthy. Could you imagine playing all the stuff that and fat shaming her? Like, we would be, you couldn't do that. But for him, it's okay. And it's that weird kind of double standard. We find it all over the place. These weird, it's like, oh, okay, here's what you can't do. You can't say bad things about this group of people, but if we want to say bad things about that group of people, that's okay. That's okay. Now, you can make fun of him, but you can't make fun of her. You can make fun of this person over here, but you better not make fun of her. You better not make fun of him, because this is a protected species right here. And it's crazy. Look, again, I don't know if she'll make a good Barbie. I don't. First of all, can I just say it sounds like a horrible idea, right? And here's the other thing. Isn't Barbie supposed to be one of those things where the modern age woman and little girls aren't supposed to look up to somebody like Barbie because Barbie is everything that is superficial and wrong with the world today? Isn't that what Barbie is about now, right? You can't like Barbie because Barbie is, she's plastic for real. Even if she was alive, she'd be plastic. She is non-politically correct in everything. She is, you know, there's no poor Barbie. Like, oh, you guys want to come over and check out lower middle class Barbie? There's none of that. Right? There is no lower middle class Barbie. It's just Barbie. And isn't the whole point to steer away from that whole, like, you know, but I look at Barbie as like, isn't she like what you want to aspire to, right? Like, you can make her successful. Like, Barbie is a neurosurgeon and she doesn't need a man. Or Barbie's a neurosurgeon and she's married to Ken, who happens to be a high-powered attorney, and they live in this beautiful house and you should aspire to be here. Is that wrong? Is it? I think it's wrong. Is that tiger mom kind of thing? We're so in this bizarre world of things we can and can't do. You sent me this yesterday, Phil, and I wanted to get to it, and I didn't have a chance to, but the whole microaggression thing that you sent me is a perfect example of the bizarre world that we live in. I told somebody about microaggressions, and they did not believe me. I spent a whole dinner explaining what they were and having to show somebody, this is what microaggressions are. But Phil sent me this, and it is insane. Some of the things you're just, and again, as human beings, when you talk all day long, at some point in time, somebody can misconstrue something that you say, they can run with it, and it ruins everything because they take it a certain way. But these aren't even phrases. First of all, most of these, you know, it's like some of these phrases are insane. But some of these phrases, I sit there and I think, wow, do people really say this and they get upset about this? Like, this happens? Like, there's an anger in somebody? Was it Barnum that said there's a sucker born every minute? Well, there's a person who is butthurt born every second. Here's some of these sweet 50 things. These are 50 different expressions. And we'll go through all 50 of them that could offend people. Co-worker at another institution frequently tried to diagnose people behind their backs and repeatedly described people with specific disabilities as scary, dangerous, awkward, creepy, weird, etc. What? Don't call yourself that, where that refers to me calling myself disabled. Okay. She's so bipolar. Disabilities are not insults. Like, people read this for a living and they have to go through it. You have so much to be thankful for, you have no reason to be depressed. So we can't even be positive, right? And help somebody and say, look, you know what? I know you're down right now, but things are going to change. Things are going to go the right way. I know you're down, but this is going to be good. Like, every one of us has said that to somebody, right? I said that to Anthony like 20 minutes ago. This one's great. A disabled person being told you're so inspirational for doing an everyday task.
What do you want, a cookie?
Here's the thing, though, right? Like, this is a perfect example of the insanity of people when it comes. My little brother, if you've not seen him, I posted a picture on his Facebook last week from where we were at Thanksgiving. He's in a wheelchair. He's a cerebral palsy. He's got a trach. He's got a G-tube. That's where they put the food into the tube, and the tube comes out. The food goes into the stomach directly. He's like extra special. He's not regular kind of special. He's like super extra special, right? And I'm laughing about it now. And I give him the same guff I give everybody. Like, I'll go over to the house and I'll say, Spencer, you're not getting out of your chair. Big brother comes over to see you, won't get out of your chair. This is what you're doing. You're so lazy. Stop cussing. I'll make fun of him and poke fun of him. And I'll have him say funny things back to me because I love him and I treat him no different than anybody else. Now, would it be condescending to say, oh, my God, that's so good? You know, first of all, that is condescending anyways. But it doesn't matter if you're able-bodied or disabled. What should you say? Like you said, why can't you take out the garbage? because I have no arms or legs. That's not an excuse. Like, should you do that? And they'd be like, you're too hard on that person. Here's my, I love the.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
I don't know. It's crazy. Why can't you just be gay? Some of the other things they say. Race and ethnicity. I love some of these things, too. But do you understand, like, these things right here, these things are silly. Nobody's going to go out and say these things, but this is the world we live in. We live in a world of knee-jerk reaction. We live in a world where you're not allowed to say something. We live in a world where satire has become the enemy of sanity. We live in a world, it's amazing. It doesn't matter if it's who's playing Barbie or this person has that. You can't say anything anymore. You can't even criticize anymore. I am waiting for the day that critics stop being critical of things for fear of hurting other people's feelings. Like, that's the whole point of being a critic, right? Could you imagine reading an op-ed piece where nobody really gives you an opinion worth anything because they're fear of giving you this opinion? Could you imagine that? It's coming. That's why, again, Donald Trump did what he did. Donald Trump did what he did because America was sick and tired of the political correctness. When I see these microaggressions, it's insane. It's crazy. Like, it's one of those things where it's like a bad, like, you know, HR video, human resources video. Don't say this to such and such. But this is sad but true. This is the world we live in. And if you want to know why the man of the year is Donald Trump, it's simple. The man of the year is Donald Trump because he stepped outside the box. He threw everything into the wind, and he also was able to capitalize on the fact that there was going to be backlash because we as Americans are sick and tired of being told we can't say this, 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 and this for fear of repercussions and being bullied by people. That's what we're sick and tired of. And I think it's hilarious. I do. I have never in my life said all Jews are rich. Like, what? Who comes up with this? People who assume that you think those things. That's who. That's also the other part of this. Everybody out there assumes that you know what somebody else is thinking. I know what Anthony's thinking. I know what you're thinking. I know what she's thinking. I know what producer Phil thinking. I know this. I know. Everybody assumes that while you said that, you meant that. So I'm going to take it as if you said that. You can't do it anymore. The double standards don't work anymore. This political correctness doesn't work anymore. To get past these things and to make us a more united country, every once in a while, we got to get a little uncomfortable with ourselves. You can't ask somebody who's, maybe you're curious about gender identity and you're talking to somebody and you're really trying to figure that out and you ask them about, okay, how does the sexuality side of it work? And somebody's supposed to be offended by that. That is not learning. If you're afraid to ask questions, that's not learning. That's not helping. Somebody may be actually curious about something. That does not push the envelope forward. It's crazy. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. I love it. Trump just tweeted out that the carrier's union boss has done a terrible job. It just never ends, right? It's just like, I can't, I shouldn't, I won't, I'm not going to. I did. That's what goes through Trump's mind all in 1 second. Text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most